This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Drug violence has been rising sharply in Mexico. Just today, a shootout between a drug gang and the Mexican army along the Texas border killed at least 15 people. There are growing calls for the U.S. to do more to help, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
It was a typical Washington think tank discussion on U.S.-Mexican relations when suddenly one of the panelists took the microphone to share a personal story that she hopes will raise the alarms. Denise Dresser, a columnist and professor in Mexico City, said she recently got a phone call from someone who claimed to have kidnapped her daughter. It was a false alarm, but it took 10 minutes to reach her daughter, who was at a sleepover party.
In those 10 minutes, I died. And you know why I died? Because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to call. I didn't know if I called the police or whether the police were involved.
She said the incident was deeply reflective of the incapacity of the government to provide basic security for Mexicans. And Dresser told the audience at the Woodrow Wilson Center for Scholars that Mexican President Felipe Calderon needs more help in the war on the drug cartels.
He's saddled with an ill-trained, corrupt police force, an army that is stretched too thin, an ineffectual judiciary, a penal system in which jails have become command and control centers for organized crime activities, including the instance of alleged kidnapping of my daughter, which I related to you. And I think the Mérida initiative is simply not enough to deal with the dimension of the problem.
The Mérida Initiative is a $1.5 billion multi-year U.S. aid program that is just getting started to help train and equip Mexican authorities. President Obama has said he supports the program started under the Bush administration. Assistant Secretary of State Tom Channon says the U.S. is trying to move quickly and minimize bureaucratic red tape.
Both President Obama and Secretary Clinton understand that the fight that the Mexicans have in front of them is a fight that's crucial to Mexico, but also crucial to the United States, and that we need to be engaged immediately.
U.S. intelligence officials say a collapse in Mexico is one of their nightmare scenarios, and several new studies have been raising the anxiety levels. Mexico's ambassador here, Arturo Sarucan, brushed off some of the more dire warnings, which he said are promoted by people seeking, quote, juicy defense contracts in Mexico. The State Department's Tom Channon takes a more cautious line.
I don't believe that Mexico is a failed state or will become a failed state, and I think we need to be careful as we analyze what's happening in Mexico that we don't mischaracterize the struggle. But the struggle is real, it is important, and the ability of the Mexican state to continue the kinds of economic and political reforms that began under Vicente Fox and that are continuing under Calderon is really what's at risk. And this is hugely important for us.
A former U.S. ambassador to Mexico, Jeffrey Davido, said the U.S. shouldn't fool itself that it can solve all of Mexico's problems.
We cannot deny the responsibility of the United States in terms of a market for drugs, a sales point for guns. But the fact of the matter is, not much of what the United States is going to do in the short term is going to have an impact on this horrendous growth of insecurity.
Davido worries that U.S. relations with Mexico tend to focus on just one issue, and these days, that is security. But the State Department's Tom Channon says the U.S. is trying to focus on security without losing sight of the broader issues it faces with a major trading partner and neighbor. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.